Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm John Wallace, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from Bridgman and River Valley. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our broadcast is brought to you from the Community Room at Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit homeoftheshamrocks.org for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake and the Cook Nuclear Plant. Let's meet our teams. First from Bridgman, we have Max. Do we have Bill? We didn't pick a question ahead of time.
Well, let's do the, what's their favorite dinner?
What's your favorite dinner? So, Max, you'll start. And we'd like you to tell us what grade you're in, your name, of course, and what your favorite dinner is. I'll go with a ribeye, if you were wondering.
My name is Max Babcock. I'm in grade 9, I'm a freshman, and my favorite dinner would probably be like a burrito or something. I don't know.
A burrito.
Yeah.
I'm Savannah. I'm in 12th grade, and I'd probably say tacos.
Tacos.
I'm Kai. I'm in 11th grade. I'd say steak and potatoes.
Ooh,
good choice.
I'm James. I'm a sophomore, and I would like Mexican food.
So a lot of Mexican. Yeah, 3 out of 4.
And for River Valley tonight, let's start, Brianna, with you again. Name, grade, and your favorite dinner.
My name is Brianna. I'm a junior, and my favorite dinner would probably be homemade pizza. Mm.
My name is Eden. I'm a junior, and I'd like a steak.
My name is Brianna. I'm a sophomore, and I'd choose Chinese food.
My name is Josh. I'm a junior, and I got to say barbecue pulled pork mac and cheese.
Yeah. Cool. Brianna, if you would, and all of you, if you pull the microphone a little closer, when you go to talk, you really want to be just, almost swallowing it, but not quite. Here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There is no consultation allowed with your partners, except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm your scorekeeper and judge, and today Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
sure. Let's go.
Okay, possibly. Let's try that again. Are you ready?
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, now they're ready.
A little more excitement. Bill?
All right, for 10 points, they announced that their tour will be their last. Name this 70s, 80s, and 90s hard rock group that features grown men with heavily painted white faces.
That would be Kai.
Kiss.
That is correct. For 10 points. For 5 points, NASA's new transiting exoplanet survey satellite has already found 73 new stars that they hope may lead to discovering life on one of their planets. Transiting exoplanet survey satellite is called what for short?
Anyone?
So, oh, there's the time.
Time's up.
And it's not RDT2. It's TESS. TESS, Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite. For 5 points, scientists say that the oldest of these insects do not reproduce until they reach their winter home in Mexico, probably to preserve strength to make the long journey to their final months of life.
Guy from Bridgman.
Monarch butterflies.
That is correct for 5 points. For 15 points, what items donated to a Texas prison turned out to have almost $18 million worth of cocaine hidden inside the boxes?
Max from Bridgman.
I believe it was teddy bears.
Incorrect.
And River Valley, a chance to answer? 7, is it? Eden?
Cake.
It was bananas. For 5 points, President Trump officially supports two-state solution for Israel and what neighbor?
Kai from Bridgman.
Palestine.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, he refused to help the FBI unlock a cell phone used by one of the shooters in the 2015 San Bernardino terrorist attack. Name this Apple CEO.
Time's running out. It doesn't hurt you to make a guess. Time's up.
That's Tim Cook. For 5 points, in 2012, Mayor Rahm Emanuel signed an ordinance making what a sanctuary city?
That would be Kai from Bridgman.
Atlanta.
Incorrect.
River Valley, a guess?
Yep, we got one.
Brianna.
Detroit.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel was the mayor of Chicago.
That was my guess.
For 5 points, in an apparent warning to Russia, the U.S. State Department recently said that it would not wait to impose sanctions on any shippers helping to transport fuel to what heavily sanctioned country?
Eden from River Valley.
Canada.
Wait.
No.
That would be incorrect.
Yes. Kai from Bridgman.
North Korea.
That is correct. From my point.
I was going to say China.
Well, that's better. I'd have got it wrong, too. I was going to say Iraq.
For 5 points, the Aquarius II is the only remaining charity rescue vessel helping to bring migrants from northern Africa to Europe that is still operating in what sea?
James from Bridgman.
The Mediterranean Sea.
That is correct. For 5 points. For 5 points, what donut and coffee company has announced that they will drop the word donuts from their name with the goal of simplifying and modernizing?
Brianna from River Valley.
Dunkin' Donuts.
That is correct. For 5 points. For 15 points, what term is used to refer to members of Congress trading votes to ensure the passage of each other's pet bills? You're looking for the term.
Time's up.
It's called log rolling. Gotta roll a few of those logs out of there. For 20 points, the Earth is not an actual sphere. What is its actual shape?
Kai from Bridgman.
Egg-shaped.
Incorrect. We're looking for a five-letter word. It was up the River Valley. Do you want to take a shot at it?
No.
It's called a geoid. For 15 points, what is a geoid?
Brianna from River Valley.
An oval shape?
Incorrect.
Savannah from Bridgman.
A semi-spherical shape that's tilted on its axis.
Can't give you that one, but it's close. It's a sphere-like solid with flat at the poles, which is what the Earth is. So, for 15 points, how much time elapsed between the discovery of gold at Sutter's Mill and the U.S. acquisition of California by treaty? Hint, this was the same length of time as Lady Jane Grey served as Queen of England.
Savannah, Bridgman?
9 days.
That is correct. For 15 points. For 20 points, what was the Hebrew mourning? Mourning as in mourning someone's death. What is the Hebrew mourning dress in biblical times?
Anyone? Max from River Bridgman.
Is it red?
Incorrect.
River Valley, would you like to take a shot?
No.
Oh, somebody.
Josh?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you guys have never watched any of those biblical movies. Sackcloth and Ashes.
Last question.
For 20 points, who was the son of D.H. Lawrence's Sons and Lovers? Who was the son in D.H. Lawrence's Sons and Lovers?
Brianna from River Valley.
John Keane.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, do you want to take a shot? No? I don't think even I was required to read that in high school.
Yeah. The answer is Paul Morrell.
That'll do it for our first round. At this point, it is 45 points for Bridgman, leading River Valley with 5 points. The end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with a score and 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is 45-5, Richmond leading River Valley. Now in the 60-second round, teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each question is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You are encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions you did not answer. River Valley, you're trailing at this point, so you have the first choice of these categories. The categories are first, second, and third. Fouls.
Fools.
Fools. Fools?
Fools.
I like fouls better.
Fools.
Fools. And malapropism? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Malapropism.
Malapropism. So, first, second, third. Fools. That's not a political joke. Malapropisms. Which would you like?
We choose fools.
Fools it is. Do we have a setup? No setup, Bill?
No setup for these.
Are you ready? Eden, all the answers have to come from you.
Yeah, but you can discuss them.
So. Yes.
Dagonet was the court fool of what legendary English king?
Hey, can you name a king from England?
King George III.
Henry VIII.
Incorrect. Who wrote, "Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree"?
What writer do you know that believes in God?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Shakespeare.
Incorrect. The author of Ship of Fools.
Pass.
Iron Pyrites.
Fool's Gold.
Correct. Exactly one fortnight before income tax day.
40 days. Fool's Day.
That's correct. Oh.
60 seconds up. Two questions correct there for 20 points.
Have fools. So I was thinking, yeah.
Bridgman. Captain is Savannah.
Hi.
You may confer. Hi, Savannah. But the answers all have to come from you, and you get those same questions that they just passed on.
Plus Bill. Five more if you get them. Dagonet was the court fool of what legendary English king?
He says Arthur. I see George. Which one?
Arthur. I don't know.
King Arthur?
Correct. Who wrote, "Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree"?
It says Nietzsche, but can pass.
Pass.
The author of Ship of Fools.
I don't know.
Shakespeare?
Incorrect. Catherine Porter. The Beatles said he was the man of 1,000 voices, talking perfectly loud. Conical headgear worn by unruly children.
A dunce hat.
That's correct. It's also called a fool's cap. A fool and his what are soon parted.
King.
Incorrect. It was money.
So that would be tied at that point. The first part, let's see. So we're going to move on to the next category, and this time Bridgman would get to pick. Is that right, Ray?
Yep. All
right.
So we have two remaining categories, which are?
We have two remaining categories, first, second, third, and malapropisms.
We're doing first, second, and third.
Okay, there is a setup to this one.
There is a setup, Bill.
There is
it's
a setup
all yours. Please go.
First, second, and third, the answers will contain first, second, third, and so forth in order. And I will read the question number before the question. So I will read question one, and then I will read question two. So first, second, and third. All right?
60 seconds on the clock.
Question one. What other name did the Nazis call the Holy Roman Empire?
The First Reich.
That's correct. Question two. Officer in the Army, Navy, or Marines with the lowest commissioned rank?
Second cadet.
Incorrect. Question number three. The bourgeois is a traditional political order. The bourgeois in the traditional political order.
First.
Incorrect. What is the name, or question four. What is the name given to journalists as a group?
The media.
Incorrect. Question five. Who was James Monroe?
Wait, yeah, the fifth president.
That's correct.
And the bell rang, but I think we had enough time we'll count that in. So two correct. There are eight unanswered, River Valley. Eden, is your team ready? Let's start the clock and start again.
Well, again, we have to. The answers will contain first, second, and third, and so forth in order, and I will read the number of the question before the question, so you'll know what the number is. And the first one is out of, that was already done, so two. Officer in the Army, Navy, or Marines with the lowest commission rank.
Second in command.
Close. Second lieutenant.
Second lieutenant.
Third question. The bourgeois is the traditional, in the traditional political order. The bourgeois in the traditional political order.
Third party.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
What do you think?
No.
It's third estate.
Third estate.
Okay.
It's close.
Question four. What is the name given to journalists as a group?
Paparazzi. No one has that fourth in
it. Skip it. Skip. Pass.
Question six. What is intuition?
Sixth sense.
Correct. Question seven. What is a state of extreme happiness? You can still
time.
Answer.
No. Got it? Mm-mm.
No.
Seventh heaven.
The bourgeois in the traditional order was the third estate, and the journalists as a group is the fourth estate.
A nice setup, Bill. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think you caught that. Question one would have first, second question would have second, third question would have the word third in it. So let's see. We've answered. That ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is 85 for Bridgman, 35 for River Valley, with plenty of opportunities to catch up. Now's the time to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First from Bridgman, Savannah.
So our girls' cross country team won conference, and they are now ranked first in the state. Our band is also having an amazing season. We've come in first at two competitions. At Grand Haven, we competed against Class C bands and came away with the highest score. And then we came away with second at our Lakeshore competition. And our football team right now is at a 6-1 record. And our next week is our final home game for our football team. And it's also band senior night, cross country senior night, sideline cheer senior night, and football senior night.
A lot of senior nights.
And next Tuesday is the Band Fall Festival concert. And we'd like to thank our coaches, Mr. Nicka and Mr. Carr, for being here with us today.
Thank you. And from River Valley, Eden, tell us about the school.
Tomorrow is our homecoming game. Tonight there is a away volleyball game. And we have been, this past week, we've been having our spirit week, where the seniors have been dressing up as the show The Friends. The juniors have been The Office. The sophomores have been That 70s Show, and the freshmen have been dressing as Full House.
That sounds like fun. We also have a couple of substitutions this round. So, Elijah for Bridgman, let's start with you. Tell us, well, we know your name, but what grade are you and what's your favorite dinner?
Hi, I'm Elijah. I'm in ninth grade, and my favorite dinner is probably spaghetti.
All right.
Pasta. Meat sauce or marinara?
Meat sauce.
Okay, just checking. And a substitution over at River Valley. Hannah, same for you. Name, grade, and what's your favorite dinner?
My name's Hannah. I'm in ninth grade, and any type of pasta will do.
Another pasta.
So have you guys met before?
No.
At an Italian restaurant?
All right, so let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge again, then between Bridgman and River Valley. Bill, any setup needed? Are you ready to go?
No, we're ready to go.
No.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got a really loud nod there. All right, for 15 points. During the Civil War, Union soldiers were given leave to go home in November of 1864 to do what?
Kai from Bridgman.
To vote.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, I'll recite the first part of Isaac Newton's most famous quotation, and you finish it. Quote, "If I have seen farther than others," up to you now.
Anyone?
The end is, "It has been by standing on the shoulder of giants." For 15 points, give me the names for the bones of the wrist and the palm proper of the human hand.
And James from Bridgman.
Carpals and metacarpals.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, what name is given to an airtight chamber in which pressure can be controlled that serves as a transition place between regions of unequal pressure?
Please say the buzzer. I'll try again. Kai from Bridgman.
Airlock.
That is correct for 20 points. For 15 points, the name of what profession that puts science to practical use comes from a Latin word meaning to design or create?
Kai Bridgman.
Engineer.
That is correct. 15 points. For 15 points, in playing Irish music, you might use one of these with two rollers in order to move quickly between keys. A fifth string model can be used on a five string banjo. The Shub Company makes these with lever action. With which device can you raise the pitch of your stringed instrument by clamping it to the instrument's neck?
Savannah Bridgman.
A guitar?
Incorrect.
River.
Winchester?
Josh, yes. Say that again.
Winchester?
Incorrect. It's a capo. That is.
I was going to say banjo.
It's a guitar clip thing. It goes on the neck of it. Yeah.
For 20 points, name the agricultural valley in southeastern California that surrounds the Salton Sea.
Anyone? Kai Bridgman?
Never mind.
Nope. River Valley? Whoops. Eden. No, Brianna. I'm sorry, Brianna.
The Grand Valley.
Oh, incorrect. It's the Imperial Valley. For 15 points, in Negro, this poet wrote, "I am black as the night is black, black like the depths of my Africa." Name the author.
Kai Bridgman.
Phyllis Wheatley.
Incorrect. Good guess.
River Valley? Eden.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Those are good guess. Unfortunately, it's incorrect. It's Langston Hughes. For 20 points, what is the basic reason why building on a barrier island should be viewed with concern?
Savannah Bridgman.
Because of erosion.
Incorrect.
River Valley. Eden.
Deposition.
Incorrect. They migrate. They move. So it's kind of tough to build on those. For 20 points, Nathaniel Hawthorne died in New Hampshire while visiting what Bowdoin College pal and U.S. president?
Kai Bridgman.
Jackson.
Incorrect.
Time's up.
Oh, it was Franklin Pierce. For 15 points, what five-letter word can precede glass, metal, or music to make common phrases?
Eden from River Valley.
Sheet.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, what event of worldwide significance occurs in the novel by James Jones entitled From Here to Eternity?
Brianna, River Valley.
World War II.
More specific.
I don't know.
Then that's incorrect. Richmond?
Was that James, please? Was that James or was it Kai?
And did they still...
I didn't buzz.
No, none of ours are.
No buzzers? Quick guess.
The end of World War II?
Incorrect. It was Pearl Harbor. In fact, From Here to Eternity had, at the time, a very racy scene that by today's standards would be nobody would pay any attention to it. But they were embracing and kissing on the beach as the waves rolled in. At the time, it was just awful.
Later imitated by James Bond movies.
Yeah. For 15 points, what artist executed the Helga paintings?
Savannah Bridgman.
Frida Kahlo.
Incorrect. Good guess.
Brianna River Valley.
Van Gogh.
Incorrect. It was Andrew Wythe. The next four questions involve Kansas City. The first one is for 5 points. In what direction would you drive to travel from Kansas City, Kansas, to Kansas City, Missouri?
Elijah from Bridgman.
West.
Incorrect.
Brianna.
North.
Incorrect. It's east. Again, Kansas City for 10 points. What two rivers that share the names of the states meet in Kansas City?
Eden from River Valley.
Mississippi and Ohio.
Incorrect.
Bridgman. And James.
Mississippi and Missouri River.
Incorrect. The Kansas River and the Missouri River. Which is why they're in Kansas and Missouri.
Last question.
For 15 points, again, Kansas City. The larger and older of the two Kansas cities is, oddly enough, located in Missouri. This can be explained by the fact that Kansas City predates Kansas State and was not named after the state. What was it named after?
Kai Bridgman.
The person?
Incorrect.
River Valley, a counter. And Brianna.
A Native American tribe?
That is correct.
And that was worth how many points?
That was worth 15 points. John
Kansas. All right, that is the end of our second round and the end of today's Academic Challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Good job, guys. Those were not easy questions.
We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winners and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 150-65 are the team from Bridgman. I'm going to a nice round of applause from our audience.
Good job, both teams.
Well done.
Well done.
Congratulations. Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our broadcast is brought to you from the Community Room at Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit homeoftheshamrocks.org for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake and the Cook Nuclear Plant. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as Lakeshore and Michigan Lutheran go head-to-head on Academic Challenge. For Bill Klein, I'm John Wallace on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Have a great time.